Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Not a good spot to be in. Now the crowd gets real busy. Prescott is hit from behind, fumbled on a sack. Chiefs pick it up. Chris Jones at the 20, starts left, comes right, and he is slung down by Terrence Steele.
Yeah, Terrence Steele didn't seem to know when the ball was going to be snapped. He struggled. Layell, everyone on the offensive line. I know there's going to be a lot of focus on McGovern versus Williams, but I can name a play where every single, just I don't have to name a play. I can name a player. Chris Jones. Bam. Done. Enough said. Cowboys lose 19-9 at Arrowhead. Brad Sham joining us here on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Bradley. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, boys. How are you?
We were kind of saying, you know, maybe we could take a loss if this is, you know, 40-37 and a thriller and a fun one. But I'm calling this Denver light, Diet Denver. The defense obviously was not as bad. You didn't get killed. But, across the board, Brad, it kind of makes it easy to assess in Dak off, line not being able to block, receivers dropping things. How did you see it?
I think that pretty well sums it up. Babe's got a old saying, you can't miss touchdowns. And they missed one on the first play of the game. And then Noah Brown dropped the third down. All these games hinge on three or four little plays.
Yeah.
And, for everything you said, and it's all correct, just give me the drops back. That's something this team has not characteristically done. I do think you're right that across the board, they didn't have the game they wanted in the offensive line. And that doesn't mean every play was bad, but I saw Lyle Collins got beat. I saw Chris Jones beat Zach for a sack. Everybody across the line had a little hand in that, and that will make the quarterback look bad. And then sometimes he has a bad day, and then the receivers, obviously, you just cannot drop those balls. CeeDee Lamb, I think, would like to. We saw CeeDee Lamb catch that ball at the end of the half in training camp. On that play, Tre'Davious Ward, who's had a really good career in Kansas City, he was better. Sometimes that happens. I don't think it's reason to be anything more than a little disappointed. You know, you were looking for a great explosive showdown game between two Titans, and what you got was kind of meh.
Yeah.
But I do think that I would be a little more positive than you just were, Sean, about the defense. I mean, if you're going to hold the Kansas City Chiefs to 19 points without Gregory, Lawrence, and Gallimore, I would say that's encouraging.
Brad, McCarthy made reference to the noise, the wind. How windy was it? Was it really making an impact on Dak?
Real windy. Real. It made an impact on any ball that was thrown or kicked. The Chiefs missed a field goal that just got knocked down going in that direction. And I think that early in the game especially, you can go out in warm-ups, but it's not the same. And it looked to me, Dak will not make an excuse, but it looked to me like on the first play of the game, RJ, he had the wind at his back, and he did not kind of take that into account, and that's why he missed Gallup so badly. And I think it affected some throw. You notice Mahomes didn't throw a lot of balls down the field.
No.
That was a good day for throwing short and running after the catch. And look, their offense was not as good as the Chiefs' defense yesterday. And if they play again, it might be a different story. They've lost three times. And as long as they are able to get that right, they put a little pressure on themselves. Philadelphia's creeping back. The next two games are winnable but difficult. But if they're the team they think they are, then they've got a good chance to win those. And I would submit to you that when we talk the morning after the New Orleans game, if they have won the next two, then we look back and say they took two out of those three and are at that point 9-3, I think you'd feel pretty good about that. So they were never going to go easily through the season. I'm disappointed, but I'm not really discouraged.
How would you divide up the Prescott pie with just not playing well, rust, and the wind or the elements? How would you divide that up? Do you still think he's trying to work it? I'm sorry, the final thing was offensive line. Offensive line, just not playing well. How do you divide that up for Dak?
I would combine offensive line and the wind. I would say I'd say maybe 60-40. Look, the Chiefs put a lot of pressure on him,
yeah,
and especially right up the middle. And you said it, Sean, at the very beginning. Chris Jones had a phenomenal day, and he's that kind of player.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that got hidden, I think, in the build-up to the game. The Chiefs, in their first five games, gave up 30 points a game, and Chris Jones and Frank Clark, the other end, missed a lot of time in that stretch. And in the last five games before yesterday, they've been giving up 15 points a game. They've been playing great defense. So that is the way they have been playing. What we thought was that the Cowboys offense would be able to stand up to it. Yesterday it wasn't. If they play again, might be a different story.
Brad Sham, voice of America's team, on with Sean and RJ every Cowboys Monday at this time. I mean, I wish I knew someone who advocated for the drafting of Michael Parsons, because that person would probably be feeling real good about his eye and his call. Well, do you know anyone we could ask about that?
You know, you can look around, check your tapes, and see if your conversations with anybody suggested that maybe that would be a good move.
So does yesterday change your mind whatsoever about having RJ's wish come true and having him primarily play defensive end when he has a game like that wreaking havoc?
When you put it that way, I would say just the fact that it could keep RJ's wish from coming true. I would say no. They did a good job of switching him around. He did a lot of it from right end, but they've got their starting right tackle yesterday is their third string right tackle, and they've been playing with him for several weeks.
Mm.
You know, he can do that. But what you have to ask yourself is when you have – now, I'm not talking about the future, although I don't think this – I think the same thing applies. But let's just talk about the rest of this year. You know, get 2 weeks down the road and you've got Gregory and Lawrence back. And you don't want Parsons limited to playing one spot when he could provide – that rush on occasion when the defense doesn't know it with those other two guys in there. He can rush from the middle. He can cover on the perimeter. And he's just too versatile and valuable to make him a hand-in-the-ground defensive end, besides which those hand-in-the-ground defensive ends also have to play the run. And Gregory and Lawrence are better at that than Parsons is as a defensive end. He's got a chance to be great doing what he does. I think they're using him really well. I just give Dan Quinn and his staff a lot of credit for knowing exactly on the week, according to the opponent, where to put Parsons and use him best.
All right, now it's my turn, Sean. Is he better as an edge than Randy Gregory?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. What about Tank?
No.
Okay. All right, well, if you feel that way, then that's fine. How about this?
You ruined his whole setup.
Because, you know, you're 0-2 so far in those two comments, because he's the best edge rusher in the game, not named TJ Watt, I think. Would you be in favor of moving Diggs to safety just to keep the offenses honest and not know what's going on?
Who else is playing corner?
Would you be in favor of moving Zach to center? Hey, just so the defensive line doesn't know what really is going to happen. Like, that's the thing with the versatility. Like, who cares? Like, he's a better edge rusher than he is a middle linebacker. Like, he's the best edge rusher in the game, not named TJ Watt.
First of all, I would not call him necessarily middle linebacker when you're playing only two linebackers a lot, number one.
Fair.
And number two, you didn't want to believe me on draft day, so the fact that you don't agree with me now doesn't bother me in the least. And I'm just going to say that over time, we're going to find out that the best way to use him is going to be mostly as a linebacker who can rush from time to time from various places when they need him.
Brad, you know there's always this knock on the Cowboys of, okay.
RJ's upset with me right now. In there.
No, I'm all for, like this guy as an edge rusher makes that draft pick the best draft pick of the year. Leaving him just as a linebacker is, like, to me.
What's his best game this year, RJ?
This one.
No, Minnesota.
But Minnesota plays a Big Ten offense. Of course, they use a fullback. Of course it was going to be good. He's used to playing Iowa.
Well, then you're right. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm
saying. I know I'm right. I know. You just admit it.
Brad.
I know you know you're right. Yes, Sean. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, you know that. There's this knock against Dak and this team, you know, against over 500 teams. And, yeah, you're supposed to be a contender, but can you really prove it? You got to beat the Tampas, and you got to win a game like that against Kansas City at Arrowhead for us to really think you're a legit Super Bowl contender. Do you agree with that thinking?
I understand it. I don't feel that way, but this is the exact same. Look, he knows that. He's going to have to deal with that until they win those games all the time, and it doesn't matter how many other difficult games, you know, the Chargers, that was a pretty good win for him. It doesn't matter how many other ones he wins until he wins the ones that he doesn't win that people want him to win to prove it, then he's going to hear that. I that's not how I feel about him, but that is what people are going to say, and they're going to have the right to say it. Until he gets to the point where he's able to overcome the deficiencies around him. Now, drop passes is a hard thing to overcome.
Yeah.
If you look at those drops, I mean, the protection wasn't always great. He's got a tremendous sense of moving in the pocket and getting to a place where he can deliver the ball. Those throws were on the money. And as Tom Brady's wife once brilliantly said, he can't throw it and catch it too. So, you know, when you have to go back and look at those drops and look at the throws on those drops and then tell me what your problem is with the quarterback. But the criticism is understandable, and it's whether it's well-founded or not, it's going to keep coming until they win those games.
How surprised were you that Tyron did not play? And are you hearing, are you getting the feeling that when he does, like, we can feel good about him for the rest of the season? Because the other common criticism is when he's out, it's a house of cards and everything crumbles.
I was not surprised because I really didn't know what to expect. The one thing that I find a little difficult to understand is the explanation, and McCarthy gave it in part in our pregame conversation, that we were looking at a short week. I asked him specifically, was this a big picture thing or did he have a setback? He did not say he didn't have a setback. Mm. What he said was, if you're putting them in a category, I would say it's more big picture. It almost made it sound, I don't want to put these words in their mouth, but it almost made it sound like they were saying, let's rest him here and we'll have him back for Thanksgiving and then we can have him on a 7-day stretch for New Orleans. And I don't know why Kansas City or the Raiders would be one more important than the other. They're the same game. They're both AFC games. So my sense is that once he comes back, that he'll be over it, and it shouldn't be something that's nagging.
player show tonight?
No player show on the Monday of Thanksgiving. We always give them the week off because it's Thursday. It's
Wednesday.
It's some hybrid day. I don't know what the hell day it is.
So, it's Wednesday.
Not before the Thanksgiving game.
Do you eat before, during, or after the game?
Our crew has had a little tradition that we had to do away with last year because of COVID. Bob Thomas, our great statistician, and his wife Marla live in Arlington, just a few minutes from the stadium. So we eat, most of us as a crew, before the game. And then, you know, after the game, but it'll be 8:30 or 9 o'clock by the time I get home. I'm pretty well done then. But if there's food laying around,
yeah,
I make some.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. We'll hear you Thursday.
All right, boys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.